We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Station.
Wake up!
We are back here on the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's our 8 o'clock hour, which means it is time for the wake up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We are doing a draft here on the morning shift. Mike and Bo have been on the clock for Team Mike's Mafia and Team Squid Nation. And yep. So you can either weigh in on whether or not they are winning the draft. You can also call in and tell us who you want the Falcons to take with the 8th overall pick, or even if you want to keep that pick at number 8, you can do that, or you can even hit the X button.
Yeah, I got a couple tweets. I got Mr. Yo and also Bernard Watts that have been weighing in on the Twitter. They both. Seem to be going against the grain. They both like Michael Penix. They're inside the first round at number 8 or wherever it is that the Falcons have to take him. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I love Michael Penix. Just don't think we need him here in Atlanta. That's the bottom line. So if you want to get at us, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can find us all over the place. Morning Shift or 929 Morning Shift at MP Johnson 79 at SquidBilly929 and at Tiff Black.
Don't tweet me.
Yeah.
I don't.
I was like, does she want me to say this? Probably
no,
not.
No, don't tweet me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just kidding.
Fair enough.
I mean, you can. I don't know, you know. We'll go to the lines now. So we have Travis, who is on the road this morning. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good morning.
What's up,
morning.
Buddy?
Hey, I'm keen with taking Latu at number 8, but if Drake may fall, like somebody had in their mock draft yesterday, you run that card up there. We're literally in the same position now that we were a couple of years ago with Matt Ryan, which is an aging quarterback, and the fact that he's coming off an Achilles. And you can get out of the deal after 2 years. Why not have a young superstar QB that can sit under him?
Dude, I feel the same way about him that I do about – I feel the same way about him that I do Penix, though. Like, I – Penix.
You said it right.
I feel the same way about him that I do about Penix. We just don't need it at 8. We just don't. And I get it, man. And we've talked about this, you know, the whole Green Bay kind of style where you draft a quarterback when you have
You're
a quarterback.
You're not Green Bay.
We're not Green Bay. We're not in that situation. We're not a playoff team. We haven't been a playoff team in a long time.
And he's not Patrick Mahomes or Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers. Like,
right.
that's my problem is those were playoff teams.
Yeah.
Those were literally teams coming off playoffs. And they got Jordan Love at 26. And they got Aaron Rodgers at, what was it, like 22, 24?
Yeah.
You're not taking a guy at 8 that's going to sit for almost 3 freaking years.
Yeah.
You're wasting the entire reason to draft a rookie quarterback when you do that.
Yeah, I completely
agree. I get so angry. I don't know. I got to calm down.
Okay. Hey, woosah, man. Rub those ears.
Back to the lines we go, and we have Alex, who's in Marietta. Alex, what do you want the Falcons to do with the 8th overall pick? Who do you want them to take, and who don't you want them to take?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Real quick, shout out to Mike Mafia. I was a former member of the Squid Nation. Former member of the Squid Nation, and then I hit puberty, so now I'm Mike's Mafia. All right, here we're going to go. Here we go.
I didn't think we were doing shout-outs today. I thought we were just doing right to it. Come on, let's go. Pick number 8.
Hater.
Pick number 8. If we stay at 8, if somehow Malik Nabers falls, I would like to take him. If not, let's take Liatu Latu. Mm-hmm. Ideally a trade bag if we get Latu, though, somewhere in the early teens. Yes, and then the worst possible outcome would have to be if we do stay at eight and we take Dallas Turner. He's a good edge player, but he is not worth a premium pick. You have to go BPA anywhere in the top 10. Positional need does not matter. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, I'm right on board with you and everything that he just said. And I don't think that Dallas Turner is the worst pick at eight. I don't think it's worst case scenario for me, but his reasoning is spot on for me. I don't think he changes the game for you defensively. I think he just fits really well. And that's why I have leaned towards Latu with that pick. And like Mike's Mafia did earlier, we traded back to 11 and we still got Latu. I don't know that you can do that. I think Latu is going to go earlier than most people expect. But his reasoning, I think, is spot on.
We were seeing some of the film this morning on Latu, and it kind of looked like a lot of bull rushes off of him, and bad blocking. Honestly,
there was his highlight film is full of bad offensive tackle play.
Now I will say that his coverage film looks really good.
Yeah,
but he didn't drop back near as much as Dallas Turner did.
Nice hip swivel.
I wonder if he could do it at that regular basis. He had more interceptions there, but you know, you're splitting hairs with some of these guys, I think.
Yeah.
Back to the Lions, and we say good morning to Tyler in Gainesville. Tyler, who do you want the Falcons to take and who don't you want them to take?
I'm definitely gonna go Dallas Turner from Alabama.
Yeah.
I hate to say it from Alabama, but
that's all right.
I think he's the best pure pass rusher. He can get off the edge and definitely get what we need and we've needed for a long time.
And right. Worst case scenario for you? Who don't
worst
you want
case,
to take?
Quarterback. I don't want to see a quarterback.
Yeah. All right, nice call.
We appreciate it, Tyler. Oh.
Oh,
he was going to say it. No!
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Oh, hey, no. Tyler. No, actually what Tyler was saying is Mike's Mafia. Sucks.
No.
Good call.
Appreciate the call.
That's not true.
Oh, the pick is in for Squid Nation. Did you find that dumpster fire logo for yourself yet? I can send you one.
Actually, we were thinking about using the commissioner's face as our logo.
Oh, my goodness.
That would only increase their ticket sales.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We've got to make money.
With the 109th overall pick in the NFL draft. I'm not calling them the nation. Stop texting me with the nation. Says Squid Nation selects Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle, LSU.
Yeah, look, this guy's powerfully built. He was setting squat records in high school, and I really like the fact that he has violent hands.
Is that
Go Tigers!
That's right.
yeah, no, he's a solid player. I think I like where you're going positionally because that's.
Well, why don't we find out what you think about
what you would
do?
Back to the podium, and this just got awkward. This is a first to ever happen in an NFL draft. It's breaking news. We have two teams that have now selected the same player.
Well, who turned
Mafia,
the card in first?
Pick 109 takes Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle.
No!
LSU.
You're not allowed to do that.
How do we decide
Tiff,
this?
He was
do I
watching
flip a,
me.
Do I
he
flip
was watching
coin?
Me.
Well, I'll tell you
she
what.
Looking over my shoulder.
He was the best player available when the nation decided to pick, and he was available. I will not arm wrestle or fight you for it, but I'll race you for him. A foot race.
A foot race? You're not going to win that either, buddy. I got news for you.
Oh, you think so?
100%.
Just because your gait's long doesn't mean anything. I got these short bursts.
Wait, can we have a race? Can we put you guys in a parking lot?
Give me about an hour to stretch my hamstrings so that I'm not getting carted to the hospital.
No, you only get 20 minutes. I'm ready to go right now.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
guys,
I think, back to it.
What'd you like about him? Was it his violent hands?
I just think that he holds the point of attack well, and I think that's going to be something that Raheem Morris is going to value. I really, and now that we're at, you know, four picks in, I can tell you all this. Byron Murphy was at or near the top of my first round list. If I was able to trade back, when I traded back into that 11 spot, had Latu not been available, it was going to be Byron Murphy because I do think that defense tackle spot is going to be a massive, massive part of this defense.
I think it's funny that you say that because before someone decided that we should have a one-trade rule, I actually traded back twice in the first round and got Byron Murphy at 17.
Wait, so you traded, okay.
In a different mock because there was a rule put in place by someone.
How many did you do?
I did two.
You just did like five until you found one that you liked?
No, I did two.
Okay. Right.
I did one, and then you made up your rule that you went back on, and then I decided to do another one, and that was my one because it was only one trade. But what I'll tell you, and that other one that I did, Mike, you know two guys that I got in both of them?
Yeah.
Braden Fisk and Mekhi Wingo.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you've taken now two wide receivers and two defensive tackles.
And no one, you have not addressed the secondary.
Well, you know what? We're gonna address the players that are left. We're gonna look at our big board, and we're gonna see
get
about
back in the war room.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, you can call in throughout this show, this special draft show, on the morning shift at 404-726-0929. Tell us who you want the Falcons to take, who you don't want them to take. So they have the number eight. Are the number eight overall pick, and you can, maybe you could trade. Maybe you could do what Mike did, bend the rules some.
Yeah, I like it. It's all right.
Do your own trade.
Squid will get over it.
Whatever you feel like doing, you can let us know. You can also take to Twitter or X and also tweet at the show.
It's still Twitter.
Let's be honest. Okay, yeah, we're going with
Nobody's
going
to call it
Twitter.
X.
We're going with Twitter.
Yeah. We did have our guy, Mr. Moore. He has tweeted into the show, and he said, I love Squid. But you would be dumb to draft two, and I'm paraphrasing this, you'd be dumb to draft two wide receivers after our offseason moves, including trading for Rondale Moore and signing Darnell Mooney.
Well, Rondale Moore is not going to be here after this year unless he goes out and catches 65 passes and like 10 touchdowns. You need to build cheap playmakers for the future, and that's exactly what you have. And you don't know where the offense is going. You don't know if they're going to, we haven't decided if we're picking up Kyle Pitts' fifth year or not. There's a lot of things to go, and I know he's a tight end, but you still need playmates. This offense is not going to be what Arthur Smith had.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, Dean, you told me last year we would be stupid to draft a running back at eight, and that's exactly what they did. So maybe we should
that
not.
That doesn't mean you get to be stupid.
I got two of the best wide receivers
this is your draft.
For this offense in the draft, and that's Ladd McConkey and Ricky Pearsall. I'm telling you, I got two studs. And I don't think I've drafted a player north of the Mason-Dixon line yet.
I have a question for you. Who's going to cover everybody else's wide receivers? That would be the problem for Squid Nation moving forward.
Well, there's still free agency left to go. And there's still some good cornerbacks out there.
With what money?
We're clearing up cap space in the nation.
I know who might be happy with the way Mike's Mafia has drafted so far, and that would be DJ Shockley.
Mm.
He's joining us here on the show. He is the sports director for Fox 5. Also, you know him as a former dog. Stay with us here. On the sports, on the morning
on the
shift.
Sports.
Stay with us here for sports. Yeah. On the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rolling along here on NFL Draft Day on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. We are going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Fox 5 Atlanta sports director. He's also a former dog and sideline analyst for them as
Go
well.
DJ.
As a sideline analyst for the Atlanta Falcons. DJ Shockley joining us yet again here on the morning shift. What's
Go
up, DJ?
DJ.
What, I mean, first off, who idea was it to play Go DJ?
I
just gave Bo Johnson a chef's kiss. I was like, God, that is so beautiful,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Mine too.
Well,
I like that. I appreciate that.
Well, DJ, like Mike here, you have a draft day memory. You got a phone call from the Atlanta Falcons. Can you recall what that day was like for you when you found out that you had been selected?
Yes. Well, mine probably took a little bit longer than everybody else's.
That's all right.
Not being drafted to the
to the seventh round.
A phone call is a phone call, man.
Not anybody, not everybody gets drafted.
Didn't take as long as Brock Purdy's day, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. But I'll tell you this. When I finally got the call, I actually sent him the voicemail. Like, I didn't even answer it because, obviously, being from Atlanta, I'm like, man, here comes somebody else calling trying to see if I got drafted yet. So I actually sent him to the voicemail, and then when the number called right back, I said, oh, this might be somebody special. So I answered the phone. It was Arthur, and, you know, talked to him, talked to Jim Moore. So it was actually pretty cool to actually finally get that call. But the first time, I actually sent him to the voicemail. I'm glad they hit redial on it.
Hilarious, man.
Yeah, and
Hilarious.
Then they made you go through a training camp with Bobby Petrino a year later. It was kind of cruel and unusual punishment, DJ.
Stop it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Shock, I don't know if you've been listening. I know you're always listening because you're a member of Squid Nation. But I have been killing our mock draft that Mike and I are doing through the show. I mean, I traded back and got Dallas Turner and a first round next year. What DJ Shockley is now that, you know, you've pushed Terry out of the way and you're like, I'm making this draft pick.
Yeah, Shock's behind the wheel.
What are you doing tonight, DJ? What is DJ Shockley doing? I don't care what the scenario is. I want to know what you're doing tonight on draft night and where you're picking for the Falcons.
Yeah, yeah. First off, you guys followers are pretty fun to listen to. I actually do listen to you guys. And the banter back and forth is always good. It feels like the locker room for sure. Y'all guys going at it. But if I had the opportunity, I would be in a similar boat as you, Squid, but I would not be, you know, kind of going backwards. I would stay where I'm at because I think you got an opportunity right at 8 to do whatever you want to do. And there is a possibility for, hey, if there are a couple teams behind you, if you think about, you know, the Vikings at 11 and Denver at 12 who want to move up, there is a chance that, hey, if the price is right, yeah, you can actually pull that and say, all right, I got a chance to get more draft pick. But if I'm the Falcons and it's not as enticing as you think, you stay there, you get the guy you want. And for me, it's got to be that edge rusher. And for me, I'm all on board with Dallas Turner. And I think a lot of people have mocked him. Everybody's talking about him going to the Falcons. And over the years, I have talked myself out of this, you know, spot that the Falcons have been at because it seems so obvious. Like the last few years, you talk about guys who you should take there, like Bijan last year, and everybody's saying Bijan should go there. I was like, there's no way this going to happen. It sounds too obvious. And I think it's the kind of scenario we have this year. You're going to have your pick of whoever you want at that number 8 spot. And depending on what goes on around you, I think you still have a chance to stay there and get the guy you want. If Dallas Turner's that guy, I think you go get him. And for me, he is the guy that I want who coming off that edge.
Well, DJ, this is going to serve two purposes to have you on because it's part of my mock for Mike's Mafia. I got back and got positions of need. In my opinion, at 76, I took Kamari Lassiter. And at 80, I took Cedric Van Praan. Those two guys to me are mid-round, third-round type guys, but I think they're really both going to have good careers. Just talk about those two guys in the Georgia uniform and what you see for them in the NFL.
Yeah, I've had a unique opportunity to be around those dudes for the last, you know, 3 years, and just watching their mental makeup I think is the most important thing about these guys. You can turn on the tape and see the physical attributes, but getting to know these guys, sitting down in interviews with them and just talking to them, you know, in-game and seeing some of the things that they talk about, these are guys that I think are absolutely going to play at least 10 years in the National Football League because of the work ethic, for one, but because of the mental makeup that they have. Cedric Van Praan is a guy who, Mike, you'll love this, is a guy who played offensive line who just didn't look at, okay, here comes a Sam Mike Blake, here comes a nickel off the edge. This guy understood, okay, here's rotation of the safeties. Mm. Here comes a cover two. Here comes a cover. I mean, he knew that much in depth about the defense.
Yes.
And that tells you how smart he is. And coming into an NFL, he's already kind of prepared to play a big role in that center spot. And you need that from a guy, especially at that position. And Kamari, you look at some of the things that he can do. Obviously, a big-time lockdown corner on the outside. I know he didn't run as fast as he wanted to, but you're telling him to take the dude is fast enough. And there was a game this year versus Missouri where they put him in the slot, and he locked down Luther Burden, one of the top receivers in the country. And this was something that he hadn't really shown all year. So the versatility that he shows, I think, is going to be tremendous on the next level, and they can really put him anywhere they want to. And I think he's a more fluid player than we saw a couple of years ago than Keeler Ringo. He's a guy who has that, I think, the ability to, be able to break balls up. He understands route recognition. And both those guys, I think, will play 10 years in the National Football League. Physically, they can do it, but mentally, I think, is what's the difference.
Shock, I got a little follow-up on Van Pran. By the way, DJ Shockley, Fox 5 News, Atlanta Falcons, you know, UGA. I mean, you work for like
three or four different
– no, he's part of the nation. Shock, I've seen some stuff where – and I was joking with Mike earlier because he picked Van Pran. I was like, oh, he's undersized, just trying to do the, you know, the banter you talked about. But is he a guy that is going to struggle with the size that he is? I've seen some stuff that kind of lowered his draft stock because of his size.
No, I don't think so, man. I think, yeah, the size is a big part of it. You look around and some of the other guys who are, you know, maybe a little bit taller, maybe a little bit bigger and 300-plus, and those are the more enticing guys on the inside because you think about, hey, they got to go against a David Onyemata or a Grady Jarrett every week, and you got to have guys who can hold up. But I think this guy's played so much football, and he's played in the SEC. And I think that's the closest thing you can get to playing in the National Football League. And you look at some of the guys around the country that he's had to go against. You think about some of the guys that he's had to play against. Think about he had to go against Jordan Davis for the last 2-3 years, and obviously that made him better because it made Jordan Davis better because of what they did in the game. So I think he will hold up just fine. As Mike knows, this is all about angles. It's all about understanding, you know, where you're headed, where that guy's headed, understanding the technique, getting your hands on the guy first, all that kind of stuff. He has it. So I don't think it'll be that big of a deal that he's a little bit undersized. But like I said, he's smart enough to understand if he's got a guy in front of him that's a lot bigger or a lot stronger, he knows how to play against a guy like that.
DJ, I hate referring to Squid Nation in any capacity, but for the sake of this question, I will need to do that. Squid Nation did draft Ladd McConkey out of the University of Georgia with the 43rd overall pick. If a team does take McConkey that high, or even just in general, what are they getting out of a receiver?
Just an unbelievable guy. And I say unbelievable guy, that's on and off the field. And one of the most respected guys that you'll ever be around to play for. He's just one of those guys that you enjoy talking to, you want to be around. But then you get him on the field and you say, man, there's no way this guy's going to cook me. And I watch this guy every time during the season where I'm on the sideline talking to guys and they're like, all right, here comes a double move. Watch this double move by Ladd and completely just turn the dude around. He can run every route in the arsenal for any team. And you saw the speed he had. You saw his 5'10", 5" be one of the fastest, you know, out of the receivers coming out this year. And the guy's not afraid to go over the middle. The guy's made big-time catches. And, yeah, he had some injuries this past season, but that was the first time he had been injured, I don't know, in, you know, a few years. And it tells you that he has a durability factor. But the fact that this guy is as smart as it gets, he's as smart as a quarterback. He understands where he needs to be in zone. He knows how to, you know, turn a guy's hip in man coverage. He knows how to stem and find ways to get open. He is a guy that I think, again, whoever ends up drafting Ladd McConkey will understand this guy's a lot better than you think, and the film does not do him justice. You have to see this guy in person run. You got to see him maybe get off versus man coverage and get off versus press coverage and have the ability to be able to shake guys. And what he does after the catch is pretty fun to watch, too. So Ladd is one of those complete receivers that came to Georgia as a very underrated player and turned into one of their best players in program history. So it's going to be fun to see where he lands, and I think wherever he goes, he's going to be a real asset to him.
Sounds like I made a good pick.
Oh, my gosh. finishing up here with DJ Shockley, former Georgia quarterback, former Falcon quarterback. Shock, I think the one guy that we haven't talked about that a lot of Georgia and Falcons fans will be watching, our guy Bo Johnson was making the case this morning that you could see a Brock Bowers go at 8 to the Falcons. I don't believe that, but I don't know. I've seen him mocked anywhere from 5 to 30, it seems like. What's the best landing spot for a guy like Brock Bowers, and you know, what kind of offense do you want to see a guy like him land in?
I'll be honest, man, this is a dude that can probably play in any offense because he's, you know, clarified as a tight end, but I saw Georgia use him in every way possible, from the backfield to the slot to the tight end to outside as a Z receiver. Like, this dude can play anywhere in an offense because of his athleticism and because of how hard he goes, you know, in practice. So you know this guy's going to be where he's supposed to be. I think he – you know, deserves to go to a place like the Chargers where you got a proven quarterback you know can give him the football. But I'll be honest, wherever he goes, he's going to be a part of that offense. He's going to be a guy that they lean on, a guy that they say, all right, we got to find ways to get him the football. Now, the only knock on Brock is, you know, maybe he's not as physical as you want him as an inline blocker. But at the end of the day, you look up and, you know, you got a guy like Puka Nacua who was all over the place making plays, and you expect him to be that caliber of player. I think Brock can be whatever a team wants him to be, and I think he's shown that over the 3 years at the University of Georgia with his versatility, being able to line up everywhere. I mean, they literally gave him jet sweeps at times. So wherever you want to put him in his offense, he's going to make the best out of it, and he's going to make plays while doing it.
Comprehensive draft coverage from DJ Shockley. Thank you so much for joining us, Shock. We appreciate you. Have fun.
All right, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all be good.
Thanks,
Shock. That was Fox 5 Atlanta sports director and former Dog, and he is an analyst on the sidelines for the Dogs and your Atlanta Falcons. DJ Shockley joining us here on the show. You can follow him on X at DJ Shockley 3. When we come back here, we're going to hit a life of squid, but it's going to be a special draft day edition as these guys continue to draft for their little teams.
Yeah.
And you guys can also weigh
in. It's a squad.
That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right. All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift on a draft day edition of the show. And it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You guys have been calling us with your draft selections for the Atlanta Falcons. And these two guys here, Mike and Bo, have been doing their own little drafts for Mike's Mafia.
I don't know.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, no.
And Squid Nation as well. So I'm not really sure who's winning this draft, but I know we should end with some fireworks eventually,
obvious.
Right?
Right here.
Absolutely not.
I mean, you heard DJ Shockley. You heard how he oozed about my pick. He picked the same first-round pick as me.
He also said your Cedric Van Praan take was dumb. That's what he said. I heard him. He said that's dumb.
I was just having fun with you because I wanted to criticize your pick and see how bought invested you were in Cedric Van Praan.
He says dumb.
You know what I'm invested in? Me.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. It's a draft day edition of the Life of Squid. Get over to WSauce.com. You know what? Maybe you want to have a Bloody Mary tonight for the draft. Go to WSauce.com. You can order a bottle today. It's Key West style. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation, and they are Falcons fans too. Yeah. In fact, Anthony will be down at the draft party tonight, I think. So if you're down there and you got some questions about your truck, talk to my boy Anthony. He'll get you hooked up. Now, let's talk about what I want to talk about.
Yeah, that's usually what you want to do.
So, Caitlin Clark.
There's no way that you are talking about Caitlin Clark right now.
Yeah.
There's no way you're talking about Caitlin Clark.
Right now. Yeah.
Unless she's being drafted in the NFL.
You want a piece of the shoe deal money?
Well, no. The big three. Hey. This is my time.
Thank you for saving me from that.
It's not your time. But technically it is because you were on the clock, now you're off the clock, and me, the commissioner.
I cannot wait to...
The commish. Do I like commish? Sure, I'll go with it. Tiffany Blackman here is your commish of the NFL. With the 187th overall pick, or let me back that up, with the 143rd overall pick in the NFL draft, Squid Nation selects Tyke Smith. Georgia.
I kind of like that one. That's okay.
Yeah, he was a 1 year starter at UGA. Look,
he's no Kamari Lassiter, but that's okay.
He's not, but he's a guy that can play. He played a special position before. He played what they call the star position at UGA.
That is a very important position, especially in terms of just the intellect and athletic ability that a player has to have to play this hybrid position. So
and I like smart athletic players that can kind of do more than one thing when
I'm
drafting them in the late rounds. I'm the most versatile member of the Morning Shift, I'll have you know.
Would you look at that? Mike's Mafia, the pick is in. I want to remind you, Mike's Mafia traded back from 143 to 147 as part of their first round trade. So with pick 147,
illegal
trade. Mike's Mafia selects Jaheim Bell, tight end, Florida State.
You just mentioned it. You just mentioned it, Bo. We're missing a couple tight ends. We don't know what's going to happen with Kyle Pitts' fifth-year option. You don't have Jonnu Smith. You did sign Charlie Warner, but he's not the receiving threat that you need at tight end. You're also missing a couple of guys that are, Mykael Pruitt and whoever else. Jaheim Bell is one of those guys that could be a project, but a lot of upside. Probably needs work on the inline blocking ability, but a tight end right there at 147, I'll take it all day. Big frame, good pass catcher. Good play.
Another pick is in.
It wasn't done.
Well, we didn't want to hear the rest of your garbage pick.
Yeah, you know. All right. Now, with that 187th overall pick in the NFL draft, Squid Nation selects Justin.
Boom.
Bigby.
Justin Bigby. Defensive tackle. Alabama.
I like saying defensive. Defensive.
Look, man.
Y'all messed that up. Justin Bigby.
I said a Bigby.
I know that's what you said. But he's a good player, though. I'll give you that.
But what's his name?
A Bigby.
Yeah, a Bigby. he's got a well-developed frame, a very solid muscular fit. You know, he's got a controlled motor, so I'm a
just
big
like
fan.
Just like One Word Wednesday, he's reading Google.
I'm a big fan of him.
Are you reading off of
what? I'm not reading Google. Hey, I wasn't done talking about a Bigby.
You're reading someone else's. I'm just kidding. We're going to.
Everybody's reading someone else's information.
Back to the stage here. Well, not really the stage. I'm on the stage because I'm the commissioner.
Oh,
and
wow.
I sound like you, don't I? With pick 187,
no.
Mike's Mafia selects Tyrone Tracy, running back, Purdue.
Yeah, because that's what we needed.
Hold your applause.
Running back. Wasting these draft picks?
Hold your applause.
Well, there is no applause to hold,
We need that. Listen, we need depth at that position. That's a position that you're going to have guys getting dinged up. We had the reliever, the short reliever, and Cordero Patterson come in certain situations last year. You need depth at that spot. So I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable interrupting you with your garbage pick.
Picks are coming in fast. They're coming in fast.
This really is like the sixth and seventh round.
All right. And it really is. And with the 197th overall pick, Squid Nation selects a guy I saw when he used to play at NC State, Devin Leary, QB, Kentucky.
Look, this guy's a big frame. About 6'2".
Yeah, because we really need a quarterback.
We do. We need a practice squad emergency third string. Look, cannon arm. This guy could throw a ball through a brick wall, deep ball pocket, quick release, and compact. I love Devin Leary. He's the quarterback of the future.
Commissioner's back. And with the 197th overall pick, Mike's Mafia selects Xavier Thomas, edge rusher, Clemson.
Yeah. No, I feel good about it. Heck of a football player over there.
Sounds
Clemson.
Like Malachi Goodman Jr. to me.
I love Malachi. Don't you say that. Isn't going to be the guy that you're going to see at the number one pick as far as that goes, but there's some good depth there. I think let's go ahead and pad that edge, man. It's a little insurance. A little insurance for Leatu Latu.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want to take insurance in the seventh round, but look.
I love how you say we don't need a running back, and then you draft the quarterback. Who do you think would play more next year? Huh? Who do you think would play more next year?
That's a
Your
really
third
good question.
String quarterback or Tyrone Tracy?
We have to have a third emergency quarterback,
okay.
Mike. I don't know if you understand roster math, but now in the NFL.
You don't have to spend a draft pick on him, is what I'm telling
it's
you.
It's a seventh round pick. I mean,
we're in this business to win games, not to win championships, and to be competitive.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be competitive.
I think Mike's Mafia might have been more competitive in this draft. I'm just going back to look at your picks.
How so?
You were a little bit heavy on the defense.
He multi-picked two different positions and then picked a guy we don't need.
Oh, I'm sorry. where are all the needs on the team again?
But I'm just saying.
Are they at tight end?
Mike
and running
was
back?
Able to make some moves and also acquire
players.
Not only defense. But
you know what I did?
Other positions to continue to build this team. Mike's team is making. They're going to
the
Super Bowl.
Where's the week?
You
knocking
on the door
I'm sure.
to the playoffs.
You know what, Day-Day? Day-Day, this commissioner is garbage.
Why are you talking to him?
I want you to put up a poll. I want you to put up a poll with screenshots of these draft picks, and I want you to say, hey, who had the better draft? the nation, or the nation. And Mike's Mafia didn't have any. What I did, I addressed a weakness, which is defensive line, and I went hard at my line.
You didn't make any other. I just like the versatility of Mike's selections.
Thank you, Tiff.
Wow. Well, guess what?
I appreciate your level-headedness.
You can fill voids that aren't there, or you can fill real voids.
You didn't have
and I
to
did
take,
that.
What was the purpose of taking? You didn't have to take the quarterback at the end.
You need a third emergency quarterback. There is no one on the roster. Who's going to do it? You, Tiffany Blackman. You, Mike Johnson. We needed Devin Leary.
Is Logan Woodside still out there?
Yeah, because that worked out well. How'd he do? Okay.
Right. He's
probably in Pittsburgh.
The guy you just drafted is going to play just as much as Logan Woodside did last year.
He's probably in Pittsburgh with Arthur Smith, like everybody else that didn't knack it here that went to Pittsburgh with him.
Well, look,
for Michael, I like him. He caught touchdowns.
I'm the commissioner, and so I kind of can make the calls on things. And you're stuck with me, like I said, till 2035. So I don't really know what you're going to do about
that. That's a long commissioner.
But if you want to come at the commissioner, I can go ahead and levy a fine. Or maybe we'll investigate your team for tampering. What did you guys do during the window?
Why don't you investigate the team that made an illegal trade? How about that?
That's a... Oh, man.
The one you crowned the winner that cheated. Clearly.
Interesting.
Falcons rise up.
That's going to do it for us temporarily because we'll be right back. We're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.